Well, there's a deep history with the Roslyn community as part of the larger fabric of the city of Santa Rosa. You know, over time, what you saw was certain properties in Southwest Santa Rosa become part of the city through the annexation process. You saw the Corby Auto Mall, for example, be part of the city of Santa Rosa, and you saw certain development housing projects become part of the city of Santa Rosa. And over time, what you saw was this creation of islands in the unincorporated county that created a fracture within really the confines of the city and that of the unincorporated county. Historically, there were community groups, resident groups who opposed annexation, and in fact, they were very loud about that opposition. There were attempts by city officials and county supervisors to try and manage those issues, but those attempts failed. They failed many times, and it really had been decades since the city and the county have been trying to address the issue of annexation.
Okay, so after those decades, was there a moment, was there an incident, was there a political light bulb going off somewhere? What was the genesis of the final push that was successful?
Yeah, so prior to 2009, you actually had efforts by the mayor of the city of Santa Rosa and the representative from the 5th District on the County Board of Supervisors. And to their credit, they actually did establish a joint city-county committee that was focused on city and county issues, with the biggest premise being Roslyn annexation. And you know, that committee actually continued with a new representative in the 5th District, and with that discussion. It always came down to the finances. It was just an interesting conversation between the city and the county, and it just came down to the dollars. And it wasn't until 2013 when we had the tragic event with Andy Lopez in Southwest Santa Rosa, where he was shot and killed by a deputy, that it ignited a larger discussion around the fundamental concerns and issues in some of our communities, Southwest Santa Rosa, Roslyn being one of them. So that that tragic incident really did spur the conversation as to how we can look at the fundamental barriers and cracks in the system, so to speak. And Roslyn annexation became one of those initiatives that the county board and the city of Santa Rosa said, we are going to try to move this forward. And in fact, in 2013, out of these discussions, both the city and the county leading into 2014 made Roslyn annexation a priority. That had never happened before in our priority setting processes where Roslyn annexation specifically was called out. And, you know, from that came the eventual agreement in 2016 between the city and the county that, you know, took years to get there. But you look at the history, it had been decades where the city and the county had been going back and forth and not landing on consensus.
Now, was this generally a question of equity? Were there people somehow disenfranchised because they were part of the geographical outline of the city but weren't part of the city, so their voice wouldn't be heard in the city and their voice would be pretty well diluted in terms of being in the county if they were in an unincorporated area?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the folks that lived in the unincorporated county, they could not run for city council, for example. They could not serve on advisory boards, for example. And yet, you know, you had law enforcement, you had fire services, you had water sanitation and certain infrastructure components that really did not see the division between the incorporated and unincorporated county. So some of these residents went without a voice. And, you know, and many of them felt they were in the city of Santa Rosa. And they certainly, I think, in my opinion, were city of Santa Rosa residents. Yet because of the nature of being in the unincorporated county, did not necessarily have the same voice as, say, some of their neighbors on the other side of the street.
Are you confident that the city of Santa Rosa will figure out how to continue to do a better and better job of serving, say, monolingual Spanish speakers and other folks who might live in Roseland? Of course, there's plenty of people who are from the United States and all of that. But are you confident that Santa Rosa will sort of step up to the plate now?
Yeah, I'm more than confident in Santa Rosa. You know, the city of Santa Rosa, as they were going through the process of engaging the community, I thought did an admirable job of engaging the residents and, you know, letting them know what annexation meant, what it meant to them directly, and how it was that the city was going to engage its new residents into the processes of good public policy and good local government. So absolutely, I am more than confident that the city of Santa Rosa will be able to embrace Roseland in a way that I think it always envisioned it would be.